Grace, greetings, my friend, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 26th of October. I hope you are off to a good start this week on this Monday. I pray the favor of God on your life. I pray that you realize His favor is every day and that He makes the lines to fall for you in pleasant places. These are things we've talked about over the last couple of weeks here on the podcast as we're looking at the book of Psalms. What has struck my spirit is that as you read these, knowing the new covenant, knowing what Jesus will do for you at Calvary, knowing the internal presence of the Paracletos, the Holy Spirit who lives in us and walks along beside us, it takes these Psalms to another level. It shows you these areas of emphasis, these areas of praise, where you can be honoring the name of the Father. I've found myself praying these lately as I've rehearsed them in my own mind. They've come out of my mouth in proclaiming them on the DDP, and they're starting to settle again into my spirit. I have found myself praying the fact that favor lasts a lifetime and you make the lines fall in pleasant places for me. And I think if it's happening to me, it's probably happening to you. It brings such peace to my heart because it shows me that long before Jesus ever walked the earth and died on behalf of all of us, God had already laid out these proclamations of praise that those of us who are in the new covenant can grab hold of and use in our own day-to-day lives. And so it's been very peaceful for me, and I'm praying it's been very peaceful for you. I want to give you another one of those today from Psalms 37. This is the heritage of the righteous and the calamity of the wicked. Well, I don't want to read the entire psalm. 37 is 40 verses long. The first half of it is about the righteous and our heritage. And then the last half of it really talks a lot more about the wicked. This is the chapter that contains the famous verse, verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord or are established by the Lord. But I want to read for you the first 11 verses of this psalm. And I want you to listen, just sit back and relax and listen to the calmness of this psalm of David. Listen to the rest, the enunciation of feeding and relaxation, and just take that in, if you would. Let this DDP, for the next few minutes, calm your spirit as part of your day-to-day. As you're walking this out, let this be a little bit of your supplemental diet today. I just want to read for you the first 11 verses. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor to be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. We're going to come back and hit some of these. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you'll look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Now, you probably captured at the end a verse that Jesus quotes in Matthew 5 in the Sermon on the Mount. It's part of his what we call the Beatitudes. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That's a quote from Psalm 37:11. There's a couple of things as we were reading through there that jumped out at me that I want to point out to you. From verse 3, dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Here's something you can feed on every day. As you sort of belly up to the table at the marriage supper of the Lamb and you enjoy who he is and you enjoy feasting on his finished work, feed on his faithfulness. The fact that he never leaves you, he never forsakes you, that he never leaves you hanging, that he doesn't just put you out there and say, good luck, I'll meet you on the other side. Whatever you walk into, he walks into. And I'm here to tell you, even if you walk into stuff you created, either you created it through your own laziness, you created it through sloth, or you created it through ignorance, he walks into it with you. He doesn't say, hey, it's going to be easy, there's not going to be any difficult. But he does say, I am faithful and you can feed on that. Let's live in the land on my faithfulness. And then I love verse 4. My wife and I have quoted this for years. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. This has been the key of our marriage a lot of times, is to say, the Father has developed in us this desire. We stand together on it. I believe he gives us the desires of our heart. But I want you to notice the prerequisite for this. Delight in the Lord. He gives you the desires of your heart. As you delight in who he is, your heart transforms to look like his heart. And that's how you receive the desires of your heart. I love that 7th and 8th verse as well. It's not just poetic, but it's so peace-giving. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in the way. Verse 8, do not fret, it only causes harm. I wish we could be reminded of this. I wish we could remember, we don't always, but I wish we could remember how little use it is to fret. That if we could just relax, we would be at such peace in who he is. There's one more thing that I want to bring out that is not obvious in the English. Listen again to 37:5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Listen to this literally from the Hebrew. It's not commit your way to the Lord. It's roll off unto the Lord, trust also in him. Roll, man, what a statement. Just roll off whatever it is that's on you onto him. Are you carrying burdens today? Roll them off to the Lord. Trust in him. He's going to bring it to pass. Are you carrying guilt? Roll it off onto the Lord. Let him carry it. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. It doesn't mean you don't carry a yoke. It means, because that's what it means to be yoked together with him. You do carry stuff. But roll the burden of it over onto your working partner, Jesus. Watch how he does it. Learn from him. Let him be the peace of your heart. I would encourage you to spend some time with all of chapter 37. You will see that famous steps of a good man are ordered or established by the Lord. You'll see that the righteous inherit the land. You'll see all of these beautiful things as you go on down and watch the Lord help them, deliver them, save them. And this is how that chapter ends, because they trust in him. What a beautiful psalm. We'll continue with some more of these psalms the next few days before we do have the source material in, so we will air a long form Friday this week as well as our essay on Saturday. It's going to be a good week. See you tomorrow. God bless.